All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all come up short.
There's none righteous, no, not one.
They're all gone out of the way. They're together become unprofitable. He says, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. There's not a righteous man upon, there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not, the Bible says. There is none righteous, no, not one. Nobody's good enough to go to heaven. He says, it's not by the works of the law, it's by faith, by grace through faith in the blood of Jesus Christ that is shed on the cross, and if you believe it's by works, you don't need Jesus. If you believe it's by works, you don't need Jesus. You can just try to get to heaven on works. And it'll be like Brother Jimenez preached last Sunday night. You'll get there, and God's going to judge you by your works in Revelation chapter 20. He's going to judge the unsaved by their works. They wanted to be justified by works. God's going to pull out the books. And another book, which is the Lamb's Book of Life, He's going to judge them by their works. And they're going to come short. They're going to be weighed in the balances as Belshazzar was and found wanting. As it says in Daniel chapter 5. They're going to be weighed in the balances one day, and they're going to be found wanting. Sorry, you came short. Sorry, your good works weren't good enough. But the Bible says that those of us who are saved, that the righteousness of Jesus Christ will be imputed unto us. That righteousness might be imputed unto us also, it says in Romans chapter 4. And so we're going to go in on the good works of Jesus. We're going into heaven on the blood of Jesus. Amen. These other people, they're trying to get in on their own way. They're going to come up short. We were talking to, remember that crazy guy? We're out soul-winning. We knock on this guy's door. And I said, hey, you know, I just want to invite you to church. And he said, oh, I already went to church today. I'm Roman Catholic. And I said, well, I said to him, well, if you die today, do you know for sure if you go to heaven? Said, you want to bet? So I said, well, you know for sure. And he said, well, he's like, well, I don't know. You know for sure? I said, yeah, I know for sure. He's like, well, let me see your ticket. How do you know you're going to have it? You got a ticket or something? Show me the ticket. I think I was a little bit weird. But he's like, show me your ticket. And I said, my ticket's right here. And he said, well, how much did you pay for it? How much did it cost? I said, it didn't cost me anything. Jesus paid for it. And he just kind of said something weird. I don't remember what he said, but he said something weird and walked and shut the door. But hey, I didn't pay for it. It's free. Being justified freely by his grace.